We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You decide. 2019.
Continuing our series of talking to candidates or incumbents. I guess even the incumbents are still candidates. For local elections coming up this November, we bring in from the 72nd District, Delegate Skylar Van Valkenburg, who represents parts of Henrico County. Delegate, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Gary. It's going well. Thanks for having me on the air.
So for those who are the uninitiated, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. My name is Skylar Van Valkenburg, and I came down to Richmond about 20 years ago for college and warm weather, and I've been here ever since, and so I've spent the last 15 years in Henrico County Public Schools teaching history and civics for a little while at Shore Pump Middle School in the last decade at Glen Allen Jaguars. And so while I've been there, I've focused a lot on a constitutional competition called We the People. It's kind of the main centerpiece of what I teach, where kids learn about the Constitution, come up with their opinions about certain aspects of it and debate it before judges. And, you know, while I've done that, I've been raising three kids. And in the last 2 years, I've been fortunate enough to represent Henrico in the House of Delegates.
So what made you decide to kind of add to what you were already doing by getting into politics?
Yeah, it was a couple of things. I've been teaching for the last 15 years, and really since the recession in 2008-09, we'd seen a state legislature that had really gotten out of the game and was neglecting public schools. And you know, parents at home, people in the community could see that in class sizes. They could see it in crumbling schools. They could see it in local taxes like the meals tax in Henrico or in Chesterfield, where localities were having to kind of bridge the gap. And that was the main reason that got me in. I thought our state needed to do a much better job, whether it was in the investment side or whether it was in the standardized test side. And so that got me in, but it was also Medicaid expansion got me in. You know, we as a Commonwealth had spent 5 years not expanding Medicaid, which provided health care access to up to 400,000 people, but was also, people forget, very economically smart to do. It helped us save money, put money in the reserve fund so that we could keep our AAA bond rating and so that we could have a reserve fund for the next recession because it had been depleted over the last decade. And so those things got me in. And then finally, I'd say, I thought we had a legislature that wasn't representing all people in Virginia. And I'll just finish with an anecdote. You know, a lot of people don't realize that in Virginia, you know, the teacher next door to me can be fired for who they love. And you know, I don't think that's right. I don't think that represents the Virginia we are. And so those were the things that got me to throw my hat in the ring. And we've had a successful couple years. We were able to expand Medicaid. Over roughly 13,000 people in Henrico alone have been able to get coverage. You know, one of my neighbors had diabetes and didn't even know it because he couldn't go to the doctor. And so now he's been able to get on medicine and control his diabetes. We've been able to get teachers 5% pay raises, get more school counselors in schools and investments in schools, work on school safety. And so it's been a good 2 years, but we have a lot more to do.
So what are your hopes to get accomplished if you're reelected for the next 2 years?
Yeah, good question. You know, I think it starts with education. We are still 10% behind as a state what we were investing from 10 years ago. And, you know, Henrico County, we are very fortunate here that the local government can really help overcome that difference. But you have a lot of localities across the state that can't. And as a result, they don't have counselors in schools. They're losing teachers left and right. Their buildings are falling apart. And even here in Henrico, we're feeling it. You know, I think parents will notice that their kids' class sizes are getting bigger, for instance. And so we really need to get in the game in schools and make sure that we have a budget that is fiscally responsible, but also reflects our values of public education. So we need to start there. The second thing I really would like to work on if I go back is redistricting reform. I feel pretty passionate about making sure that We have a government that reflects the people's will and that people have a fair chance to elect representatives, and that we're not drawing lines in ways that make elections uncompetitive. And so we've done a little bit of work on that, but we have more to do. We have to pass a constitutional amendment for the second time so voters can vote for an independent commission in November 2020. But we also need to make sure that that commission can't use political data and draw lines using, you know, the partisan makeup of communities. And so those are a couple things. But, you know, I'll end with, you know, the big thing that's on people's minds is healthcare and healthcare costs. Expanding Medicaid got people coverage, but your coverage isn't good if you can't afford it. And so we really, as a state, in the next couple of years, need to look at how we can bring those costs down. That's looking at prescription drug prices. We've seen Colorado, for instance, recently really take a crack at that. It's preventative medicine, whether that's, you know, incentivizing people to get preventative care. We've seen a lot of localities and businesses do this successfully. Or it's trying to create healthier communities. Our district is a very fortunate and affluent district in many ways, but we have a food desert in one part, in Lakeside. And if people can't have access to healthy food, they can't live healthy lives. And so looking at preventative care, and then also we need to end balanced billing, surprise billing, where people go to the emergency room and one of the doctors that takes care of them isn't in their network, and then they get bills for thousands of dollars when they get home. And, you know, as we know, that's the type of thing that can bankrupt a family. And so I think these are the things that we really need to focus on in the next couple of years moving forward.
So many in our audience may recall from the previous campaign where online you said, quote, you identify as a socialist in many ways. Do you still feel that's the case?
That was a Facebook post where I was defending Tim Kaine against socialists and using their rhetoric against them. And, you know, that's politics at its worst. And you're probably seeing the television ads all about it. You know, I would say, look at my record. I've spent the last 15 years teaching the American Constitution, the American values. And if you ask my students, I think they would say quite passionately so. If you look at my record in the General Assembly, I don't think it reflects that. It reflects somebody who's worked on bipartisan bills, especially on economic issues. I was a Democratic co-sponsor to a Republican bill for regulatory reform, because if a regulation works, great. If it doesn't work, we should either change and get rid of it. I was a big advocate for the tax conformity bill that we just passed this year that put a lot of money into the financial reserves, that sent back the tax refunds that people just got in the mail, and that made sure that we continue to be a place that's good for business. Tax conformity is good for business. It's good for individual filers. I voted for the Amazon deal because I think economic development is important. I think, you know, making sure that Virginia continues to be on the cutting edge of the economy is important. And so, you know, that's an out of context Facebook post. I think my record reflects, you know, where I really am on these issues.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that clarification. We appreciate it. And best of luck. Thanks for being with us this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Delegate Skyler Van Valkenburgh, the incumbent in the 72nd House District.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.